Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And wasn't that a nice sound? It started off with a little piano, ended up with flute. Yes, today you spend $800 to go to a concert, and a guy comes out and breaks his guitar, sets fire to the band, and urinates on the audience. And they go, "Encore! Give us more!" How sad, huh? Well, we're going to talk about two things right off the bat. I already forgot what number two is, but here's number one. I saw an article that Senator Coburn from Oklahoma wants to take away the tax-exempt status of the NFL. Apparently, the office that gets all the money gets it tax-free. They don't have to pay any taxes to the government. And I don't think that's right, especially when the NFL was it the Super Bowl, wouldn't allow... was it a religious group or a veterans group to run an ad, a pro-life group to run an ad, or a pro-gun group to run an ad? That's not nice. That's not nice at all, especially when most football fans are pro-life, pro-gun, pro-American. But, you know, when the powers to be decide that they're going to rule you and me, they can do whatever they want. And the rest of us be damned. And we can't let them slide. So my argument tonight, or today, this afternoon, it's now 1:36 in the afternoon, Saturday. Feels like a Sunday. Sun is coming through the prison bars. And my pet peeve today is all these people, for the last 12 years since we took the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, a generation that could not defend itself, all the way up to the Pentagon, including the Pentagon, could not defend itself, and we suffered the loss of 3,000 Americans, including 200 unborn babies who died with their pro-life mothers. Yes, and when we got finished crashing into Pennsylvania, I can't remember the name of the town. I know the word shake is in it somewhere. And also into the Pentagon, we were up to like 3,245. You know, that's more than Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was around 2,700, and most of them were Americans. And you want to see how patriotic the people were at that time? All the prostitutes in Oahu showed up to give blood. To give blood. How's that? Huh? How's that for being an American? And we took a beating in Pearl Harbor. And I seen them doing an interview. One guy was trapped in the hull of a ship with water up to his neck. And he was trapped for 3 days. He said it took him a year for his stomach to get right because he had ingested oil and water, diesel fuel, oil and water. And how great that generation was. How fantastic they were. And they were just average Americans. Today we got, everybody gets a crutch. Hey, what's your handicap? Oh, you were born in the ghetto? Here's a crutch for you. Oh, you have a drug problem? Here's two crutches. When I was born in the ghetto, it was called a poor neighborhood. The liberals come in and changed the name after they brought the dope in. Yeah, and liberal is a nice word for communist, just in case anybody ever tells you they're a liberal. Immediately in your mind, it should register communist, Stalinist, Maoist. Yeah. There's a book that Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me everybody should read. So I'll mention it so you can get a look at it. And it's called Not a Shot is Fired or Not a Shot Was Fired. And it's the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia without having to fire one bullet. And that's what's happening. The same scenario is being run by Comrade Obama and the Politburo in the White House, in the House and the Senate, and in all the agencies that are now infected with Obamacare. Yeah. You know what Obamacare is? A bullet in the back of the head. Yeah, that's Obamacare. And somebody went to therapy today and called me and said, Tom, you're not going to believe this, but they've got a $2,000 maximum now for senior citizens in therapy. Even if your doctor says you need more therapy, you can't have it. And they're giving out flyers, yeah, in Braille, so the senior citizens get the message. We're on our way out, comrades. Yeah, we're going to be the new Ukraine. God help us, man. Are we in trouble or what? Okay, so having said that, did I mention that we got to double the pay of the military? That's what I was starting out to say. Yes. All enlisted men in the U.S. military should receive by Christmas Day, or as I like to call it, Christ Mass and Holy Days. I don't believe in season's greetings because it could be trout season, it could be deer season, it could be moose season, it could be mating season. I'll pass on season's greetings. That's a communist cover word. And another communist cover word is Happy Holidays. It is Merry Christmas. It is the birthday of baby Jesus. And you're invited to the party. So don't come to crash it. Yeah, having said that, I'm going to go back and say once again that the military paycheck should be doubled by Christmas. So whatever those boys are earning, I think they're entitled to twice what they're presently getting. And we can afford it because we got lots of money. The House and the Senate is in a race to spend the money and waste it as fast as you can make it. So why not direct your funds to the people that count the most? Our own people, our American people, our fighting men and women, double their paycheck tomorrow. And wait till you see all of the whiners who say, we support the troops, crying, no, we can't do that. We can't. No. Our goal is to destroy the defense of the United States. We can't pay them more. No. I watched today at the Battle of Guadalcanal, where the Japanese had been kicked off the island and they had to come back and retake it. And they came with a fleet of ships and they sunk 12 American destroyers in a night battle because we weren't up for the game. We weren't good as the Japanese in naval night fighting. And you don't hear about that battle. You hear about all our victories. But, you know, for every victory, there's a price to be paid and a loss somewhere. So say a little prayer for our troops. And don't be afraid to say it out loud. When they give you this moment of silence crap, tell them to stick the moment of silence where the sun doesn't shine. You want God to hear you. Shout it out. Sing hallelujah. So having said that, I'm going to go and give you a little picadillo. sofa. Wasn't bad, right? Picadillo. You know what the picadillos are, right? They're the guys that stick the barbecue spits into the bull and the at the bullfights. And actually what they're doing is they're drawing blood from the bull to weaken him down so he can't raise his head so that the matador can stick the sword behind his head and have an instant kill. Because it gets kind of sloppy if he doesn't put the sword in the right spot. And it's very skillful, and the guy prays before he does it. As a matter of fact, I was in Mallorca on my honeymoon, and we came out of our room, and right across from us was the matador that was fighting in the arena that day. And he had a little altar inside his hotel room, and he was praying in front of it. And one of the bellboys said, "Why don't you wish him good luck?" That's a nice courtesy. So he came out and we said, "We wish you good luck today." And he kissed my wife's hand, and she didn't wash it for a week. Yeah, guy tried to steal my girl, but it was funny because the Navy fleet was in town. And all you saw were white sailor suits in the arena. And every time the bull threw a toreador, the sailors would cheer and clap. Yeah, Americans have no sense of what is correct. They have no political correctness. Yeah. But it was very interesting. Very interesting. Mallorca is very nice. I found that Spain was one of the countries that didn't blame America for being poor. The Spanish people were very hospitable. And as a matter of fact, I was there when I was in the service. And I dated a flamenco dancer. She was in the same hotel I was staying in, and they were doing nightly floor shows. So I went up to her when they were on a break, and I asked her if she'd like to go to the bullfight. And everybody at the table looked like they wanted to kill me. And she didn't speak English, and I didn't speak Spanish, so somebody at the table who did the interpretation. She said, "Yes, I'd be glad to go with you to the bullfight." So we made a date and a time, and she showed up with her chaperone. Yeah, the chaperone looked like a fullback for the Miami Dolphins. But even better than that, when we were sitting in the arena, I sort of got the impression that some of the guys around me were relatives too. You know, I'm waiting to see the stilettos come out. But we had a very nice time, and it was uplifting for me because I was not feeling up at the time. So it was very nice. It was a good shot in the arm. And you see today I'm talking about it because it's a good memory. And that's what we have. We have good memories and we forget the bad memories. So having said that, I told you about how skillful the bullfighters got to be. It's the same with the Communist Party that now runs what used to be the Democrat Party. They bleed us. They're the picadillos and picadillos and picadors. They're picadors and they are trying to turn us into cuspidors. But that's what they do. They slowly bleed us. They bleed us in school. They bleed us at the motor vehicle. Everywhere, I had a guy that couldn't stand anybody that spoke nothing but English. And he was a real American. You know, he was like before we lost the war. And he was at the Motor Vehicle Bureau one day. And he's standing on a big, long line. And a woman calls out, "Does anybody here speak Moldavian?" And some guy raised his hand. She goes, "Come right up front." And my friend, he went ape poop. He went crazy. Here he's standing online, and they're calling the Moldavians first. So, and I know somebody that when they call to complain to the phone company, their phone's not working. Do you know what they do? If there's like, it says, well, there's a 5-minute wait or a 10-minute wait, they'll ask if anybody speaks Chinese. So she always says, she always clicks as I speak Chinese, you know, press 3 for Chinese, and she gets taken right away. And then the woman says, you don't speak Chinese. She says, I know, but here's my problem. My phone's not working. So the woman fills it out. So there's a little trick how to move up in the line. So what else can we talk about? We're losing our country. The price of drugs is going to go up. Yeah, $15 an hour at Burger King, and the burger is going to be $45. Yeah, oh, man. Communists really know how to do it. They turn everybody against the owner of the business. Now, let me tell you, when was the last time you heard these words? Small business, the small businessman is the backbone of America. They don't say it anymore. You know why? Because they deboned the small businessman. He's now a jellyfish. He's now a jellyfish, and he can't pay his bills. You know, small businesses, there's a saying, small business is 30 days away from bankruptcy. You know that, right? And the small businessman is now going to be forced to give a minimum wage to his employees, which means that he's going to be earning the same salary as his employees. And in order to survive, he's going to have to raise his prices. Yeah, he's going to have to raise his prices. So they're exterminating the small businessman. There's only going to be two classes of people in here, the very rich who will be arrested eventually and will have to flee the country. I don't know where they're going, and because everybody's waiting for them. That's why all the Brits are here. Yeah, they already lost their country. Now they're coming to this country, and we just voted ourselves into oblivion by giving this communist a second term. But you know what? I wouldn't have voted for Romney either, except I had no choice. I could see the difference was day and afternoon. Yeah. That's it. The Americans have always voted the lesser of two evils. Did you know that? The lesser of two evils. We don't get the vote for the guy we want. We only get the vote the lesser of two evils. Well, I'll take that guy because he's the lesser of two evils. It is bad news. Oh, I thought I had a nice tune for you. Looks like it didn't get uploaded. I can't believe it. Oh, no, here it is. We'll be right back. was pretty nice, wasn't it? Trying to give you some nice music. A lot of it's Latin American, but they do have a good sound. They really get you moving. They get all your muscles moving. And if everybody did salsa, dance salsa, man, we'd have Weight Watchers and go out of business, even though there are some heavies. But at least even the heavies can dance, you know? Okay, so where are we? Did I tell you about the video I saw about the women's movement attacking a Catholic church in Argentina, the home of the Pope? I think I said it last night. It was 17,000 women, and we believe that a lot of them are from different countries. And they were protesting the abortion laws in Argentina, where they wanted to kill the children, and the government wouldn't allow it, and the church wouldn't allow it. And the same six-sex marriage people were there. And what they did was they went bare-breasted, half-naked, and they demonstrated in front of the church. They were trying to get into the church and pull what the girls pulled in the Soviet Union. But in the Soviet Union, those girls got arrested and sent to prison. And their parents protested that they couldn't see their children in prison. And so the Russians sent them to Siberia so they could be further away from their parents. Yeah. You know what? I get a kick out of Americans when they go to a foreign country and they think they have the same rights that the Americans in Pearl Harbor died for, so that they could exploit them. Yeah, they get caught at the airport in Turkey with 10 pounds of hashish, and they demand that the U.S. Navy come rescue them. Yeah, the draft dodgers do. They demand that the U.S. Navy come rescue them because they know their rights. And then they go into a Turkish prison with Abdul the Honeymaker. Yeah, yeah. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. Grow up. Get a life. 26 years old and you're still on your parents' insurance policy? That was a trick. Obama knew that if the kids between 18 and the adults, 26, well, today, you know what they say, the age of reason in the United States is 29. But the kids between 18 and 26, if they had to pay for insurance on the Obamacare, they wouldn't do it. They would all be out there protesting and they'd be burning their bras, especially the men. Yeah, and so Obama pulled a real cutie. He pushed them all on their parents. All right, so anybody from 18, that's 8 years. There's a whole eight-year cache of humanity that would have opposed Obamacare, so he cleverly put them on their parents' insurance policy so the parents can pay for them. Yes, I'm sending my kid to college, and he's in New Orleans on spring break right now, and I just got the bill, and he's down there working for Beads. He's going to be an economics major. Unbelievable. So, yes, the girls in Argentina, 17,000 of them, tore off their blouses and whatever they were covering their chests with, and they put swastikas on their breasts, and they attacked a Catholic church with cans of black paint that they were going to do what the band did. What is it called? Pussycat Riot band. And inside a Catholic church, they desecrated it. So they were going to do the same thing, and they had cans of black spray paint. But when they got to the church, there was a ring around the church of men. Men in the same age group, and the men were all praying, and they were looking up to heaven, and the girls spit on them. They sprayed their crotches with the black paint that they couldn't get to the walls, inside walls of the church. And the girls were violent, and the guys, all they did was lock their arms and pray. And I got to say, man, I have a lot of admiration for those guys who did that, because you wouldn't get American boys to do that. American sissy boys? Yeah, the walloping wusses of America? Yeah, unbelievable. You know what they need? They need the ketchup song. Press in early December said Elian Gonzalez hates the United States. Do you remember the Elian Gonzalez story? The Elian Gonzalez story was a classic case of communist betrayal, a gift by one communist to another. Now, when you hear the word communist, the first thing you think about is 1917 and the Bolshevik Revolution and how the Tsar had starved his people, as a result, the people rose up for bread. But you know what? The people that rose up for bread were being used by the communists who seized power, and they had lots of bread. Yeah. And the people on the top always have the bread. As a matter of fact, I think the United States should celebrate the Louis XIV Day. If it wasn't for Louis XIV, you know who Louis XIV is, right? He was the one that was married to Marie Antoinette, and she famously said, "Let them eat cake." She wasn't being sarcastic. She was being practical. She had cake, and she wanted to pass it around. So they cut her head off along with Louis. But if it wasn't for Louis, we wouldn't be a country today. It was Louis's navy that blocked the British at Yorktown. It was Louis's army that fought with us against the British at Yorktown. It was Louis's money that sponsored the American Revolution, much to the detriment of the French people, because they starved, and we benefited from the generosity of Louis XIV. So when I see Marie Antoinette, I feel sorry for her. She got a raw deal, and so did Louis. Louis was for us. And you know who else was for us? The Marquis de Lafayette. And he was a favorite of friend of George Washington. And the Marquis de Lafayette, when he came here, he bought a ship to come here. And when he got here, he donated the ship to the fledgling navy that we were trying to build. So here's a guy that not only put his life on the line, but he put his cash cow on the line, too. And that's what it takes to be an American. And George Washington is famous for one saying that nobody knows. In times of peace, prepare for war. Let me say it again. In times of peace, prepare for war. So the French had a revolution. It was a nightmare. It was a horror. And they killed the wrong people. And they've been struggling with the problem ever since. Now we're trying to become like the French instead of becoming like the Americans. So we go back to the hijacking of Villian Gonzalez. The kid never had a chance. He is completely brainwashed, more than a Georgetown Catholic communist. His mother died bringing him to freedom. He was kidnapped by the Clintonistas as a gift to Castro. Geraldo Rivera sold him out on NBC, nothing but communists. Yes, Geraldo was a double agent. Yeah, he's KGB. Yeah. A kinky but communist. Yeah, he was abducted on Holy Saturday. You know that? Did you know that he was the Clintons are so, they're so Machiavellian. They picked Easter week to snatch this kid for Castro. Why did they pick Easter week? Because Congress, you know, who can't be found during the regular working days, definitely can't be found during the holidays. Oh, from now on we have to say happy resurrection. We can't just say happy holidays. It's not about a rabbit. Yeah, it's not about eggs. No. The birth of a fetus is about eggs. Yeah. But anyway, so he was abducted on Holy Saturday. They picked Holy Saturday to do it because nobody would be there. And the only ones that were protecting him were a few grandmothers that had holy pictures and rosaries. And the Gestapo stomped them into the ground, called them terrorists. And who did they use to cover it up in the press? The Communist News Network, CNN. Yeah, I can see Wolf Blitzer down there with a hammer lock on an 80-year-old woman. Yeah, telling her to yield. The Gestapo thought he might be in a church. They did. They had plans to drag him out of church. You know what the code word was when they caught him? Bingo, bingo, bingo. Now, who plays bingo? Catholics. Yeah, my brother used to say he goes to a church, Catholic church, same bingo. He was dragged onto a U.S. military base near the White House, and Senator Smith, Bob Smith from New Hampshire, was denied access to him in violation of the Constitution. A senator has the right to go on any military base, and they wouldn't let him because the Clintons were dictators. Judges hid under the bed. You couldn't find the judge. They went to about three or four judges to get a court order to stop this madness. The judges wouldn't come to the door. Jeb Bush, who was the governor of Texas, allowed this to happen. You think I'm going to vote for Jeb Bush? You know what? Ask any Cuban what they think about Jeb Bush, and they'll tell you he swallowed his tongue on that day. The Cuban community was totally betrayed as usual, a la the Kennedys. The Communist Party, formerly Democrats, turned Haitians and Puerto Ricans against Cubans. And I hope Ilian learns to swim and escapes on Tire Tube 1. He puts his feet on American soil before comrade Chuck Schumer is able to keep his feet off the ground. And I hope he ends up pitching for the Mets. And that's basically the Ilian Gonzalez story. And after he was snatched and sent back to Cuba, and he's been brainwashed ever since, how would you like to have that? Huh? How would you like to be there in Cuba? Do you know what a Cuban fantasy is? A banana. They don't even have food. They're still in the 50s. Back to the 50s with Fidel Castro. So having said that, I could recommend that you go to Blog Talk Radio, the Spirit of America Party, and click on Let's Drive Them Nuts. And that's what we got to do. We got to give them a dose of their own propaganda and lies. We got to beat them at their own game, the Hate America game. So, having said that, let me go back and find you a tune. This is dedicated to all the Americans who suffered on the Bataan Death March. This is dedicated to any GI who has ever been betrayed, either in front of the enemy or stabbed in the back by any news media who is more effective than any enemy on the front. About to read something and a pop-up comes up and covers the whole screen and you can't find the X to take it out. This is a speech for Thanksgiving that George Washington gave on October the 3rd, 1789. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. A day of public thanksgiving and prayer. To be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. And we're letting it be taken out of our hands and given to a chosen few by Karl Marx. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks. Anybody who dissects this country and divides this country is an enemy of the American people. Unity is what we must strive for, and the strong must always protect the weak, including the unborn. George didn't say that, I said it. For his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, there's the word again, union, and plenty. Today, unions divide. And let me not forget the small businessman who is going to have to carry the burden of the raise that Obama gave to the American people. That small businessman will not get credit for the money that he has to come up with to pay his people. Obama government, the mafia, will get the credit. The small businessman will always remain an enemy of his employees, and that's part of the divide-and-conquer tactic that the communists use throughout the land. And if you're watching this Mandela thing, you can see it's communists all over the world that are celebrating with Mandela, which we have since enjoyed for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty. Religious liberty, that's what we are losing, our religious liberty, under the guise of separation of church and snake, with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us. And you know that the Catholic Church named this nation after the Blessed Mother. They dedicated this nation to the Blessed Mother. And I like to drive the communist nuts. I tell them that there's a statue of the Blessed Mother on top of the Capitol Dome. And they go, they freak out. They go, that's not the Blessed Mother. That's the statue of victory. I said, yes, Our Lady of Victory. And also that we may then unite in the most humbly offering our prayers and supplications. Did you hear him say a moment of silence? Only communists say a moment of silence. To the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions. And look at how humble America is. Even with its power, we are so humble. To enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually. Yeah. Yeah. What time is Congress coming this week? To render our national government a blessing to all the people, a blessing, it's a curse, by constantly being a government of wise. Who's wise? Whose is the president that told you can keep your own insurance? Just and constitutional laws that Obama will not obey, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed. Barack, are you listening? To protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us. Yes, we don't like the French, but you got to remember, if it wasn't for the French, we would not be America. So once in a while, you got to give them a little merci beaucoup. Yeah, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord. And yeah, and we cannot abandon our allies like Israel. I know that there's a lot of people in New York City that would abandon our allies like Israel. But they're not good people. To promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and get to the moon before the Russians. Yeah, before the Chinese now. The Chinese plan to have a colony on the moon this year, 2014. Now, if you see that happen, you know we're in trouble. And they claim to have a missile system that can take out all our aircraft carriers. So if you thought 911 was a nightmare, wait till you see 5,000 sailors in the water and 100, 200 planes going down to Davy Jones's locker. And it don't have to be off the coast of China. And generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Temporal prosperity means you earn what you keep what you earn. You do not give it to a government who redistributes it to people that are sitting on their duff, saying it's not enough. And you don't use it to buy votes. So, having said that, let me take you back into Blog Talk of Radio and the Spirit of America, a party, a book. And now we have to call down Blog Talk Radio because they disappeared. Back to the studio. And we got another tune. We got 6 minutes left. I got a tune for you. I got all kinds of tunes today. I did a nice couple of uploads. There's a tune called The Nation Once Again, but it's got an intro about Mike Savage, who's lost his mind. I used to love Mike Savage. Mike Savage, you know what? I used to have to go outside my house and listen to Mike Savage in the car radio because my family thought I was losing it. I was a big fan of Savage Nation. You know how he got me? He played the Star Spangled Banner, and he yelled into the microphone, "Roll your windows down, everybody out there, and play it loud." And that's how he got me. He was really patriotic. And he wasn't afraid to stand up for his country. But he got overwhelmed with hatred of Fox News. And he had a vendetta against anybody who worked for Fox. And now he's even gone delusional. He thinks that he's going to wipe out Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. And what he doesn't know is that he's self-destructing. He has been consumed with his own hatred. And I liked him. I got to tell you, man, I never missed a Mike Savage show. But when I turn it on now and I hear he sounds like Obama. I this, I that, I did this, I did that. I'm a self-made man. Nobody else is. Out of 300 million Americans, he's the only one. Yeah, oh, man. Unbelievable. So, let me find a tune. We got 4 minutes left. You want to hear one about a woman who sings about a guy that she's crazy about, and she stands under his window, and... I didn't do Sinuendo. I'll give you Sinuendo. Okay, we've got a minute and 42 seconds left, and this is, once again, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Only today the media is taking all focus off American heroes, and they're worshiping an African communist, and who's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy, and everybody likes him. But he's still an African communist. And there's a lot of horror going on in his country. And one of the next time somebody mentions Mandela, just remember his wife Winnie is a big fan of B.F. Goodrich necklaces, where they put a tire around the guy's head and fill it with gasoline and light it. And that's pitch capping. And that goes back to the 1700s. And there's a lot of rape and AIDS going on down there in the dark continent. And as a matter of fact, they prefer to rape nuns because they know nuns are free of AIDS. Isn't that nice? Yeah, so don't let the communists... All that glitters is not gold. And now I'd like to pay a tribute to Americans... to great Americans, to the guy that's standing watch up in the Hindu Kush tonight, hoping that he'll be able to come out of there on the run out and live on this. And you know that this Pentagon is not ready for anything. The two greatest weaknesses of the United States today are intelligence and the ability to negotiate. Just look at what John Kerry has done. Look at what Hillary Clinton did in Benghazi. She got a blood clot. Did you see the paperwork? Did you see the x-rays? She got a blood clot. Yeah. Man, these people know how to lie. You have no idea how they lie. But to the average GI, once again, let me say, double their paycheck. They're the only ones that are earning the money. Double their paycheck. Even if you got to take it away from the House and the Senate, give them more. Even if you have to take it away from Pakistan mosque development, give them more. We can drill for oil, pay the bill, give them more. Double the military paycheck. They're less than 1% of the nation, and they put it all on the line for 99% who could care less, who have no skin in the game, will never have skin in the game, and will point you out in a lineup tomorrow. So, double the pay for the military. And now, thank you, Americans, from 1776 and before to present-day USA for the sacrifice that you make. To the guy that threw himself on a grenade and the Pentagonians won't give him the CMH. To the guys that are rotting in Leavenworth because they broke the law, but they didn't get any help in their defense. And none of them ever got a pardon like Clinton gave to Mark Rich for a lot of money. Yeah, you think about that. Thank you, small business. Thank you, farmers. as the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Did you know that the Mississippi River was once named the River of the Immaculate Conception? See that? When the ACLU comes to take all the crosses down, they're going to change the name of a lot of towns. What do you think, St. Joe, Missouri? What do you think, Corpus Christi, Texas? What do you think? You think you're going to let them do it? Will they take your guns away before they take the cross away? You're going to let them get away with it? Or are you going to stand up and say, you can't do that, I'm an American? You want me to prove it? Have a nice day. Go to church tomorrow. Say hello to God.